call the meeting to order. Our roll call is Jennifer Grobe, Roy McIntyre, Tim Smith is absent, Dave Woleen is absent presently, myself.
Let's allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Any additional items?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Number three, Board of Equalization. We have A, our public hearing. And do we want to get the information right now?
Yep.
Yeah. We can go through it. So, got the packet for you guys. The first sheet on there shows basically our ratio of our sales, residential sales in the all our jurisdictions, but the city of Waterville, we were at 89.29%, and we had 35 sales in the city. So that shows we have to increase a little bit. So we went up 3% overall in the city. I think our Lakeshore values were a little higher than 89%. I can check that here. No, 89.9 on the water and 89.35 off the water. So pretty close overall. So yeah, that 3% was raised on all of our residential properties. We had $1,881,400 of new construction in the city. That's kind of the front page there. And then on the back here, the first table here kind of shows our overall ratios for different property types within the county. So apartments, we started at 65% with one sale, ended at 74.27. Commercial was 86.22 with 10 sales, and we went to 93%. Industrial was 67.66. We went to 79% with 3 sales. Seasonal, recreational, residential, and residential together were 295 sales, and we went from 90 to 92%. And agricultural, rural, vacant, bare land was 82%, and we made it to 90.65. And improved and unimproved agricultural land went from 85 to 90.78. I think the big thing we saw this year was, like last year we had over 300 sales. I think we were closer to 400. And the year before that, I think we were at 500. So the amount of sales is definitely down in the last two, well, from the last 2 years. I think the last 2 years have been pretty crazy with the amount of sales. And I guess the story we're seeing now is it's kind of back to normal, more reality for our, for what we typically see in LeSueur County. And then you can look at our county real estate values, and so this is overall value for the whole county. And you can see this year we went up 5.6% overall, and the last 2 years were 10 and 16%. So those were some pretty big increases in the last 2 years, and kind of seeing it taper off a little bit, so we're a little bit more back to normal, I guess, increases. So value-wise. So next sheet is just kind of the new construction overall for all of our areas. So if you're just looking back, Waterville City, we are up a little bit from last year. I think we had quite a few houses in town. I don't know, commercial, if you had a lot of new construction, but I think we had some houses that are started, and I don't know, quite a few compared to last year, I think. So, and the next sheet we got is the Waterville City sales. So I kind of broke it up, off water and on water for you. And so overall, to start, we were a little low, but at the end of our study, I guess, raising it, we ended up over 90%, which is what we need to hit, between 90 and 105%. And yeah, I think pretty minimal increases to do that overall. And then I think I just included the ag sales and our lakeshore sales in the packet for you guys. So just a whole bunch of Do you guys have any questions for me as long as we're here?
So, when you say we have 35 sales, and then we went up 3.9%.
Yep.
How do you base, what is like an average number of sales that would make it not go up as high, or is that?
I guess we would probably, it's more than just the number of sales. I guess we're looking at the whole county when we're adjusting values, so it's not like we're only looking at Waterville. So we look at Waterville, you know, and we have to be within 90 to 105% if we're over six sales. So if as long as there's more than six sales in a jurisdiction, we're still going to have to adjust value to some degree because we need to be within that 90 to 105% range. But typically we're looking at the values overall in the county as well and looking at how our building schedule looks in similar towns. So we're looking at what happened in Elysian and what happened in Kilkenny and what happened in the center to, you know, kind of look at our values overall. So it's not just
an example would be the city of Elysian. We only had five qualified sales. We still have to give an increase, and we're comparing Elysian with Waterville at that point.
Yep.
And one increase was 3%, the other was 3.9, pretty similar.
Even though they were at 94% already, you still had to increase them?
So we looked at every city, and we also look at a five-year history. So if we're continually hitting at the lower mark,
right,
that comes into play too. There's a lot more statistics than just this sheet,
yeah.
But at some point we can only produce like one sheet or you would... Yeah,
we could teach you how we do everything, and you could be here for a year.
About 50
but,
more
you know,
printouts that
you
know. Maybe I should pull it up, but it's too many numbers. But yeah, we're not just because there's no sales in an area. Case in point would be Heidelberg. That doesn't mean we don't give an increase,
right?
Because Lanesburg Township went up and all the surrounding went up. It doesn't say no sales doesn't equate to do nothing.
Right.
Or our five-year history would be off. When there is one sale or two sales throughout that five-year period, they get heavily weighted.
Yep. And that percent increase is overall on all property types, not just residential, correct?
No, this is residential. Well, it's an average increase for residential, so that doesn't mean they're all at 3.9%. Some are more, some are less, but that's the average increase for residential and seasonal rec properties. So cabins count, they're in the same bucket.
And you said at the other meeting that new construction was just, it would be like remodeling too?
Yep.
So like...
Remodeling across... Kitty corner here, that counts as new construction.
Okay.
Anything that was on the permit list that I get and we add value for, Anything that's on that is added as this new construction.
Anything that's added value.
Okay, like when they redid the apartment building over here. And
yep.
So okay. We don't pull permits for there, but they do when they check. That's how you get that value, right?
What's that?
So, like, if they just do a remodel inside, we don't issue permits for that.
Yep.
But then that's where you guys come in and look at the buildings and so on.
And we do quintile every 5 years. So with, like, Waterville not issuing some permits interior, we don't know what those numbers are until we go to look at the building. So then they wouldn't be included. They potentially are not included on this year's.
When you want access to somebody's house to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to add is, and Teresa does a good job of keeping you guys up to date, but we do have your three trained members. Jennifer, Roy, and Tim, and you're due on July 1st of 24, and I know Joey already mentioned it to Jennifer, but so for next year, before February 1st, and it's online training, should take 45-ish minutes.
That's what I did the last time.
Yep.
All three of them were online last year, the last time.
Yep.
There's no, and I talked about this earlier. Yeah.
There's some towns that you don't have to go to.
Yep, so the only cities that have this local board are Cleveland and Waterville. The rest of our cities are open book. So we have, of the 24 jurisdictions, there is, I don't know, I said it the other night, there was, we have 14 and then 10. 14 are open book and 10 have local board. Including all the townships.
That's just they go to the county then?
Which we had yesterday. And it's really the bulk of our population because it's Lee Center, Lee Sewer, Montgomery, New Prague, Elysian Township, Elysian City. Bulk of our population, and we had two people show up, and neither of them really had a value concern. It was
Taxation more than anything.
And one was complaining about their neighbor in Kilkenny, so it wasn't even us.
No farmers showed up?
No farmers showed up.
Wow. Boy, amazing of farmland. It's just...
Yep. They really can't show up if they've paid attention, though, too. So it's hard for them to argue it.
Yep.
So they're not happy about it, but...
They see the same sales.
I wouldn't be happy about it either with some of them.
Yeah, but they see the same sales, and they at times almost know about them before we do when the neighbors sell them.
Yeah.
That's what causes their land to go up?
The sales, and ag land gets looked at countywide, not by jurisdiction, because there just wouldn't be enough sales. And township boundaries don't really change the value of a field, so it's countywide. And then even with that, we get another time trend based on our region, which encompasses Rice County, Lee Sewer County, Sibley County, Nicola County, and Blue Earth County. We're in one. And that the reason is to try to get more sales, more data, more accurate.
Yeah.
What the entire market is doing.
Do these lands that put these solar things on, do they sell that to those companies, or do they
some of both?
So do they get charged higher taxes then if they own that land underneath them?
They're treated the same whether they sold them to the solar farm company or whether Bob Calhoun still owns the field but he leases them. They're treated the same. So if it's 1 megawatt or more, the land value is the same as tillable, but it gets classed commercial. If they're 1 megawatt or less than 1 megawatt, I should say, then they are, there's no change at all. It stays ag in the cases of a field. They are looking at maybe changing some of that, but we'll see what happens. Maybe a production tax. a lot of ideas and opinions out there of how to change it, but I don't know. That's going to be at the state level.
Seems like there's just getting more and more and more of those built up that...
Yeah. Yeah. You've also kind of learned that the 1 megawatt, there's no tax difference, so there's a few of the newer ones are exactly at 1 megawatt. Mm. So.
Yeah, they sure ruined the landscape.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a, I don't know.
Because I know.
I think Waterville was hit the hardest. That's... In our county, anyways.
Yeah. Well, we went on 13 and 60 over here with the cemetery.
Yeah.
People who have people buried in that cemetery, they're bitching about it all the time.
Yeah. I'm just curious what happens when they run the end of life. Who's going to take care of getting disposing of that and all that kind of stuff?
It's another good question.
Remains to be seen.
Yeah.
At whose expense? Huh? At whose expense?
Yeah.
It probably costs more to recycle them than it did to produce them.
A lot of it in the contract, it says that they're going to take care of it, but... I mean,
they'll be out of business by that time.
Right, so...
Uniman was also going to put the road back, and they're gone.
So. Yeah.
Fovia now, but... There's still a road missing in Ottawa. With these agreements that we'll put it back. There's a hole in the ground.
Wow.
It's going to be millions of dollars to put the road back. It ain't coming back.
Oh, my.
Oh, is that silica sand over there?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's actually two roads missing. One a little, probably more heavily traveled than the other, but I don't foresee it coming back.
That's 80 interesting. 80-foot
hole.
They took the road out?
Yeah, in two different spots.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But the township doesn't, I mean, their budget is covered by gravel tax, so it's, there's a benefit too, I guess. It's,
yep.
If none of it comes from the property taxes, the...
If you're going to harvest it, they're going to make money on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can decide how long you would like to stay open. There's no... Members present, no residents present, so.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it, I guess.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
You didn't expect me.